I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, California. How you doing?
I said, how you doing?
It's 1 hour of video game talk, and even though I'm on all these sports talk networks, it's not just video games, it is all games. So feel free to get in, and what you hear, what you want, what you get, what you got. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529 gets you in and gets you heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're all doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home sooner. Proud of you. Keep up the good work. We're here for you as well. We know that the troops love their video games. We are on sportsbyline.com streaming along. You want to write me an email or guess the video game prize, which I give away at 40 after every week. I'll do it again, a brand new game. Just send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Just click listen live as you can on SB Nation Live as well. We are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. I mentioned that, but also on Sirius Satellite Radio 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. All my truckers out there, sound your horn. Breaker, breaker, 19. Do you have a CB? I had a CB radio. I know I'm kind of old, but I'd love to hear from you as well. Apropos applications include the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. If you want to write me a tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. Not Dick Little or Rich Little or Nick Nipple. It's Rick Tittle. So we're going to talk about what's new this week. We're also going to, as I mentioned, give away a game. And I will also have the release dates. And at the end of the show, we'll do a cheat code. If you have an older game, you want to find out a cheat code or any old game, just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. But I want to hear from you. I have no guest scheduled today, so you're my guest. The toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll say it again two more times and many more throughout the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Call me up and let's talk video games on the Video Game Review.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Call me up if you'd like to get part of the show. Neophyte gamers and hardcore gamers, all welcome. Upside down and in between. What's new this week for you? What has been captivating you? Well, every once in a while, a game comes along, and everybody is like, wow. And that's the case with a game built on Unreal 4 engine. It's on the PS4, PS5, and the PC. It's called Stray, and you are an orange kitty. And this is a game developed by Blue 12 Studio and published by Annapurna Interactive. And it follows a stray cat who falls into a walled city populated by robots, machines, viruses, and sets out to return to the surface with the help of a drone companion called B12. Remember Miguel Tejada said that's not steroids, that was vitamin B12. It's a third-person, over-the-shoulder game, and a lot of kitty-cat leaping and jumping across platforms, climbing up obstacles, interacting with the environment to open new paths, and using B12, you can store items found throughout the world, hack into technology, solve puzzles, and must evade Zerks and Sentinels, both who are trying to end the Stray. This is a game that Blue 12 started working on 7 years ago. And the founders of Blue 12, Colas Kula and Vivian Mermet-Guigna, I mean, can you think of two cooler names? The Blue 12 studio founders, Colas Kula and Vivian Mermet-Guigna. They wanted to pursue an independent project after they left Ubisoft Montpellier. And so they partnered with Annapurna to publish this game, and the working title was HK Project. And then Stray was influenced aesthetically by a Kowloon walled city. And if you've ever seen the aerial shots of Kowloon walled city, which within the boundaries of Hong Kong, originally a Chinese military fort, and then when the UK came in 1898, I don't know, it's just it's about as claustrophobic and crazy as a city, if you can call that, has ever been. But they wanted to have something like that explored by a cat. And so the gameplay experience was specifically inspired by two cats in real life, Murtaugh and Riggs. Aha. Uh-huh. Do you remember those two characters? You got to be from the 80s to know those two. And they found that playing as a cat led to very interesting designing levels and a lot of different challenges as well. So they decided to populate the world with robot characters, which, of course, further influenced the backstory as well. So this got announced 2 years ago. It was very highly anticipated. And following some delays, it officially came out here on July 19th. 4 and 5 is Windows. A lot of people like this game right now, made by these Frenchies. EGM gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Game Informer, 8 out of 10. GameSpot, 9 out of 10. Games Radar, 4.5 out of 5. IGN, which is the one I usually, every critical review I take with a grain of salt, because we all have our own taste. Everything is so subjective. It's like music. I could love a song and you think it's the worst thing you've ever heard, and vice versa. IGN gave it an 8 out of 10. Anything over an 8 is worth buying. And then Metacritic, if you put it all together, they were also over 80%, 84. And so the reception has gone very well so far. And, if you think about assuming control of a cat is at least half of the appeal, and you needed a realistic recreation of cat behavior, which they've done, I think, as somebody who's had cats before. Rick, I knew you were weird. I grew up with cats. My mom had cats. And, the camera angles, there's always going to be some awkward camera angles while navigating. And a little bit of repetitive gameplay system, but the fun is pretty consistent. And it's also an actual example of how you can just change the perspective and enliven a fictional setting, even the one that we've become used to as well. It's sometimes the most effective things are very simple. As well. So if you think about some of the more profound themes to uncover, if you like, I'm someone who just wants a video game to be fun. I don't need a social message. If there is one, great. I know a lot of times people will complain about games about character development. It's like, why is this guy running around shooting everything? What's his motives? Why would he do that? It makes no sense. I don't really care what his motives are. I just want to have fun. But the combat, they're pretty tense. It's pretty exciting, especially the Zerks, which are a lot like, to me anyway, head crabs from Half-Life. And I have, I think they did a good job on trying to make a cat look like it was really fighting. But the other thing I think is interesting is that people now on social media are posting tons of videos about their cats reacting to the game. And that is really funny. Real cats are going nuts over this. And there's even a Twitter feed that is posting, I'm sure, any other social media as well is going to have it, just about anywhere you can look. But it's funny. I was always told as a kid, cats and dogs can't see TV. Their eyeballs. I'm like, what do you mean they can't see TV? They can't see TV? Now they can see TV. But the cat, the only thing is when the cat meows, in this, it's kind of a robotic, open-headed thing. But like there are some, the lighting in this, like down on the subway, it's pretty extraordinary the way they have it. And a lot of people, you know, the first thing it reminded me of, because people were saying, well, you know, games where you've controlled an animal over the years. I mean, we're not just talking about, you know, Epona the horse in, you know, a Zelda game, you know, that Link is riding. The first thing I thought of me was Genesis game Echo. Remember Echo the dolphin? And you could go up and splash out of water. And then if there was a shark, you could like bump it with its nose. It's been, I mean, you can go through and find a lot of different examples of trying to play as an animal, but this one's pretty good. Now, just to say, oh, you get to be a kitty. Do you know how many kitty cat games there are for children? I can't even count how many. There are a lot of kitty cat games and a lot of pet games, little puppies. And that's sweet. And if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm not trying to belittle it. If that's your age group, that's your jam, that's fine. Get down with the pets, zzz, with a Z. But to make a game like this for adults, you know, you can't have something with a cat and not have it be a little bit cutesy. But on the other hand, you just think about how vulnerable a cat is out there on its own. And it does bring some tension as well. There's no doubt. But Stray is a game that's going to get a lot of play because it is a good game. The critics like it and people like it. And it's going to be one of the top selling games of the year. There's no doubt. Just Xbox people are like, can we get it over here, Bueller? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the video game review.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Just let me know the answer. Rick at sportsbyline.com. I haven't asked the question yet. It's going to come up next. Rick at sportsbyline.com for the email. So normally I don't get excited about video game movies because they usually aren't great. They can be fun. You know, like if you want to go to a Sonic movie, it has nothing to do with the game, but it might just be fun, right? I think the most excited I ever got for a video game movie was maybe Doom, and I didn't think it was very good. Let's just face it. I was very excited when I heard that they were going to make a Half-Life movie. Never happened. There were clips and trailers, but it never happened. The Fallout movie is coming, and it's coming to Prime Video. And we had already seen some of the cast. Walton Goggins, who's a genius, absolute genius, from playing a lot of nasty, crusty guys like he did in Django, and then absolutely comic genius in Vice Principals. Not Too Shabby and The Righteous Gemstones too on HBO. But Fallout, of course, is a game that Bethesda has brought us in many different versions over the years. And, of course, this is set after the Great War, World War I. No, the Great War of 2077. And vast, deadly exposure to radiation and the collapse of social and government structures, to the point where mass devastation was achieved in only 2 hours. So Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan over at Kilter Films are heading up the Fallout adaptation, which I said is being developed for the small screen on Amazon. Now, Todd Howard, who we know very well, he's the guy always out doing the sort of Steve Jobs job for Bethesda. Pete Hines used to do that, former guest on the show. But Todd Howard, who is executive producer at Bethesda, has shared his enthusiasm. And he said, quote, "Over the last decade, we looked at many ways to bring Fallout to the screen. But it was clear from the moment I first spoke with Jonah and Lisa a few years ago that they and the team at Kilter were the ones to do it right. We're enormous fans of their work and couldn't be more excited to work with them and Amazon Studios," end quote. So, you know, we just want to see how they handle the Pip-Boy. That's a huge thing. How often they're going to go to a Red Rocket, how often they're going to crack open a Nuka-Cola. You just wonder how closely will it follow the games. So Prime Video has not confirmed an official plot, but there are a lot of possibilities, obviously. Fallout 3 was set in Washington, D.C., which they renamed Capital Wasteland. You remember Fallout New Vegas, of course, was the Mojave Wasteland. Fallout 4 was set in the Commonwealth. It was basically Boston. And we don't know if the series is going to be set in any of those locations or there's going to be a new one. I'd love to see a Tenpenny Tower like we did in Fallout 3 with Alfred Tenpenny. And you think about your Mr. Gutsy as your butler. But while the video games like this feature human protagonists. One of the vault dwellers as a ghoul is going to be, as I mentioned, Walton Goggins. And he put out a picture on his Instagram. And he's just by his trailer, and he's got glasses and a hat on, and it just says behind him, written on a piece of paper, "Ghoul." And so he tweeted, he put on Instagram, what did he IG'd? He Instagrammed day one fallout for Amazon, deep breath, exhale. Let's see where this road goes. Let's see where this road goes. It's T-O-O. Anyway, hashtag fallout, hashtag the ghoul. Now, we don't know what ghoul he's going to be. I doubt it's going to be just some ghoul that's running out of a house that you shoot in 1 second. But we will start seeing some pictures of him being ghoulified, if you want, being one of the irradiated humans. But if you remember Fallout 4, Captain Zhao, the submarine,
"I am Captain Zhao. You will launch the missile and then you will..."
Remember him?
Rick, I never played the game.
All right. Well, I remember him. It would have to be somebody big or someone who's just constantly falling around someone. But Walton Goggins is part of a cast that also includes Yellow Jacket star Ella Purnell, Kyle MacLachlan, if it's not Scottish, it's crap. He was from Twin Peaks, of course. Remember in the 90s. Zelia Mendes-Jones, she was from Wheel of Time. And Aaron Moten from Disjointed. So it's not yet known who these cast members will play. But, you know, could President John Henry Eden, remember him, make an appearance? Or, you know, the much-loved Galaxy News Radio host Three Dog. And we'll have to wait and see. You know, normally you'd say, oh, Kyle MacLachlan, there's your protagonist. But he's too old now because he's got to be in, what, his mid-60s at least. But fans have spotted some sets for Fallout in Staten Island. Now, Walton Goggins also tweeted another picture on the trailer. It said made in New York, which was a little bit of something. But that's just more jokes for the borough. You know, where are we going to set this? And it's like Staten Island. You know, where did they find the destroyed French city in Saving Private Ryan? They built it in Ireland because of the taxes, right? I think the by the Perfume River in Full Metal Jacket, wasn't that like Detroit? So people have spotted some sets in Staten Island, the home of Colin Jost and Pete Davidson. But it's not known if the series is going to be there as well. But the set pictures show a super duper mart and some rusted, destroyed vehicles like you might come across. So maybe that's something right there. I mean, it says super duper mart and it's got some of the old rusted trucks as well. And they put some dirt in. They had, you know, one truck up on another one, you know, smashed into it. So far, that's our only glimpse of the Fallout sets. But, you know, we'll get updated as it comes along. And I'm such a huge Fallout fan that I'm actually a guy who was okay with Fallout 76. And, of course, Fallout 76 was a big, huge, massive, terrible disappointment to 90% of the fans. And once I found out that there were other live players in the world and that they could kill you just for fun, shoot you with a bazooka just for fun. And then they said, okay, well, now if you don't want to fight, you can choose don't hurt me. And they would kill you anyway. And then I was always overburdened. I couldn't fast travel anywhere unless I gave up all my stuff. I couldn't store anything. And they said, oh, we'll give you extra storage here. And then I get some armor that has like, what, 10 more storage on it. And then after that, I got to carry around my house with me wherever I go and then just flop it down for, what is it, like 15 caps. And then they said, well, why don't you just rent your own servers? And a lot of people did. I'll play it my way. And I think, well, if I'm paying $59.99 for the disk plus tax, why would I then have to rent another server? So, yes, Fallout 70, they just, to me, they overthought it because they probably thought, what's the future? Online play. You got to be able to fight other people. This is what they want. This is what they want. And normally it would be what they want, but only if it was like a side thing. To me, it should have been a separate thing, like Call of Duty has zombies. I'm not into the zombie thing. I'm not. I know some people who love it. It gives me too much anxiety. You know why? Because it never ends. The zombies are always coming. You know, yeah, but Rick, you get through that level. And like, it's always coming at me. But it's, like I said, it's, I can't remember a time that I was like hanging on every picture I could possibly get, because once I heard Walton Goggins wasn't along, once I heard Amazon bought it, I knew that they were going to at least, I mean, it might stink, but I knew they at least they're going to put a big effort into it, and they were going to put a lot of money into it too, which always helps. So fingers crossed on that. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. If you want to chime in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. It's time to give away a brand new game. This game is called Dread Out 2. It had come out for a couple of platforms earlier, but now it is available on the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series S, and Series S. And here's the little blurb. Dread Out 2 mixes the gameplay of city-exploring smartphone ghost hunting of the first Dread Out and the new action-packed combat within the Dread Out supernatural realm. Developed by Digital Happiness, published by Digirarte Distribution, rated M17+, blood language, partial nudity, and violence. Yeah, there's some blood. Here's my question. Is this game bloody or not? Once again, let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins. Rick@sportsbyline.com. From what I hear, to play this game, you get through it in 6 hours. That's pretty quick. But let me know the answer to, and you'll win Dread Out 2. Oh, by the way, I have it here with the PS4. Dread Out 2 from Digital Happiness. Aw, Digital Happiness, Rick. lot of retro gamers this weekend found themselves in Omaha, Nebraska. And instead of playing all the new, latest, and greatest stuff, but players from 12 states and Canada were playing games. Let's just say time immemorial. It was the 7th annual RBI Baseball and Tecmo Bowl tournament. And I think these are pretty cool. And I think about how well I would do. It's always, you know how, like, if you ever watched American Idol, someone gets on there and it's like, and I had the time of my, and they're like, thank you. It's like, what happens? Everybody told me I was great. No, you stink. You can't carry a tune. You're tone deaf. Yeah, but everybody back in Boogers, Montana, or Sugar Ditch, Alabama, they all said I was great. Nah, you stink. And that's kind of like, I think it with me in video games, because I beat everybody I know. And then I think if I actually play somebody who knows what they're doing, it was kind of like that way for me when I was a kid with chess, because I beat everybody playing chess. And then I got a chess video game, and there were 10 settings for difficulty. Once again, count them, 10. And I put it on the very, very lowest setting, and it was Garry Kasparov. I mean, it was just... 3 moves in, checkmate. I'm like, maybe I'm not that good after all. But anyway, it always seems like, you know, why Omaha? I don't know. Centrally located. If you think about Ottumwa, Iowa, with the Three Galaxies and Walter Day. Walter Day's been on this show, trying to get Billy McMillan, Fistful of Quarters. I mean, it's such a great documentary. But anyway, that was going on. In Omaha this weekend, which I think is pretty cool. Also got a chance to check out Hardspace Shipbreaker. And this is a game that came out in June. And it's one thing to, and I was looking at Dan Stapleton, who played it, to some of the video. But it's one thing to blow up a spaceship, but it's another thing to dismantle it piece by piece. And I think there's a greater sense of satisfaction from doing that, which you wouldn't think. Remember when Russ Grimm was elected to the Professional Football Hall of Fame, he said he went to college and he wanted to be quarterback. And the guy said, no offensive line. And he said, that sounds horrifying. And he said, you don't know the satisfaction of moving a man from one place to another against his will. And I asked a friend of mine who played offensive line at Stanford, and he said, I completely agree with that. I said, okay. But yes, a great sense of satisfaction in doing that job, especially when performing it efficiently, requires very careful planning and a very high probability of also killing yourself in a wide variety of ways. And Hard Space Shipbreaker does a really good job of handing you the power to carve up these big, big ships. Now, it does wear a little bit thin, but at the end of the campaign, repetitive objectives and intentionally slow progression makes shipbreaking start to feel exactly what it is, and that is something that's not easy. And there's a very good tone in this game when you step into space. There's kind of a twangy little music that hits you, and, you know, swimming through a shipyard with a full 6 degrees of freedom, you know, it's very, very smooth. You have a brake button that allows you to come to a stop more or less whenever you want, as long as you don't run out of thruster fuel. But, you know, inertia is a very powerful force to be reckoned with in both your own movement and when moving objects around. And while the graphics and lighting are not the greatest things you've ever seen, cutting edge, the spaceship designs are pretty cool. They're a little bit asymmetrical as well. And Blackbird Interactive, who is also at work at Homeworld 3 right now, you would probably, you know, not guess that would have been the case. But the plot isn't at all subtle about this sort of comical corporate situation where workers are kept in indentured servitude to a tyrannical business empire, and it just exploits them relentlessly. And it'll even bring them back from the dead when they die on the job so they can continue to work on the debt of the company. It's a pretty cool plot. And some of the graphics, like I said, they're not cutting edge stuff, but the lighting and everything is pretty cool and giving you the feel of going through space. And there are some pretty good lines in the character development. Like I said, it's not a huge thing I need, but there's a fair amount of world building to be found in the emails and data drives that you receive throughout some of the salvage missions. And, you know, those things I honestly usually gloss over. But the whole thing, it's like tear apart and tear down hazardous ships, unlock tools, upgrades. You know, some of them are almost like these little portal things where you actually can grab something remotely, hook it, throw it someplace else. You know, it's an interesting exercise. It boils down to just zapping things with a yellow bolt, these hull plates. You cut them through your laser. Then, as I mentioned, the tractor beam, these tethers, you just toss the chunk of scraps into whatever ports around you. There's a red one, blue one, or green one. But when you get to a new ship, you do have to worry about explosives. And if you cut into a hull improperly, it will blow up and it will blast you into the walls. So making sure to separate out different types of components, it takes a very, very keen eye, and you have to use your sensors. Your suit is built with sensors if you're trying to get the absolute maximum out of every salvage operation. And it's frustrating to be penalized for missing a single teeny little thing before you turn it in. But if you think about sims that are out there, I mean, we had a game last week. We were talking about a power wash simulator. You know, there's, of course, flight sim. There's truck simulators. There's job simulators. But the ship breaking gets more complicated when you're handling the valuable reactor, which is kind of like disarming a bomb. So a type 1 reactor can simply be grabbed and tossed into a receptacle before it goes critical. But the more advanced ones have an order of operations that have to be completed first to maximize the amount of time when it's detached from the housing and when it goes boom. And so there are some people who said that when it does go boom, even a GeForce RTX 3080 graphics card, it might even be too much for that. It might be a little bit too busy. But reading that if you want to play it as they have it, it's a 35-hour playthrough, which is not bad. It's really not bad. It's a lot of play. But, you know, it's a puzzle-like concept. Let's face it. Zero-G is fun. It's almost like Zen-like. And you're learning the ropes, extracting a reactor with blowing yourself up. It's pretty tense. The problem is that outside of these handful of ships, it's nothing is ever actually, you know, out of the routine. But I still found it pretty cool. Hard Space Shipbreaker. Let's take a look at the games coming out this week. Tuesday release dates, Noel the Mortal Fate episodic game RPG on the Xbox One. PS5, Story of Seasons, Pioneers of Olive Town RPG Sim. The Tarnishing of Juxtia. This is an action Metroidvania platformer RPG Souls-like for the PC. Trains Valley Console Edition Sim on the Switch, PS5, Xbox One. Voltage High Society, PC game, action adventure, first person. Another PC game, fourth generation warfare strategy. Aluna Sentinel of the Shards, an action RPG on the PS5. On the Switch, Azure Striker Gunvolt 3, action game. Also on the Switch, Captain Velvet Meteor, the Jump Plus Dimensions, action adventure. Life Makeover, this is a fashion simulation on the Android, on the iPhone, also the PC, the PS4, and the PS5. Very anime-ish, almost like Keen Eyes. Lost Epic, this is an action RPG, Souls-like, PS4, PS5, PC. The Sims 4, High School Years, DLC expansion simulation, Mac, PC, Xbox One, PS5. Vesteria Saga 2, The Sacred Sword of Sylvanaster, an RPG strategy game for your computer. Yacht Mechanic Simulator, a simulation game for your PC. You want to work on a yacht, there's your game. Digimon Survive, that's right, Xbox One, PC, Switch, PS5. We also have the Galico and Jalico arcade compilations for the Evercade, if you want to check those out. We also have RimWorld. It's a simulation on the PS5 and the Xbox One. We have Squish, a party platform puzzle game, on the, what's it called, the Nintendo Switch. Xenoblade Chronicles 3, open world RPG on the Switch, and Necrosmith, a strategy game for your computer. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, winding it down and coming out with the cheat code requests. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have here a request on the PS4 for Obey Me. This comes from Amy Obey Me. She says, Rick, how do I get the cleansing protocol trophy? And how do I get the this is almost too much trophy? I had to do a deep dive here. Good questions, though, Amy. The cleansing protocol, you have to defeat Chapter 8's boss without allowing it to use its torpedo attack more than two times. Once again, defeat the Chapter 8 boss without allowing it to use its tornado attack more than two times. Did I say torpedo? I meant tornado. This is almost too much trophy. Defeat Chapter 9's boss without losing more than 20% of Vanessa's health. So if you dip below 80%, you're not going to get the trophy. Once again, this is almost too much trophy. Defeat Chapter 9's boss without losing more than 20% of Vanessa's health. Send your cheat code request. If this is almost too much for me to talk, apparently. To rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in. You can email me throughout the week. We'll come back. We'll do it again coming up next 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming on the fantastic sports networks that take this show. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.